You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please welcome visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Abide in the Son and in the Father. 1 John chapter 2, verse 24 says, therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. It shows you how vital it is what we hear, what we listen to. Jesus said, my sheep, John 10, hear my voice. There are so many voices out there, folks. But the voice that we all should recognize and feel at ease with is the voice of our shepherd, our great high priest, our great King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus' voice should be so clear to us because we know him. We recognize his language. We recognize the terminology. We recognize the spirit. We recognize the message. We acknowledge it. Jesus said that if we seek to do the will of the Father in John 7, then we will know that the words he speaks come from the Father and that he is not speaking on his own behalf because he does not seek his own honor. It's really powerful there in John chapter 7. In John chapter 8, he says, it shows you don't know my Father because you do not recognize or accept and acknowledge my speech as coming from him. If you would know my Father, then you would recognize my speech as coming from him. It is so important, friends, that we recognize the language of our Father, that the words that proceed from him are able to keep us from the adversary, like Jesus said to Satan, tempting him in the wilderness in Luke chapter 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. He's quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 8, here it comes. And friends, it's so important that we recognize the Lord through his word living in us, acknowledging him, speaking to us, connecting with that word. It's the word in you that actually is the hearing of God. It's the word living in your heart that is the hearing of God that connects you with it. It's like, but it's a very weak example, but it makes a simple point. I was raised in the Netherlands for the first 26 years of my life. And if I hear somebody who's really Dutch speaking, I immediately recognize it. And it sounds quite interesting to me, lovely in a way. Because of course, I think we should all be grateful for the land of our birth. And we should always bless them. We should always bless them. We should never think unkind about the land of our birth. And of course, I love the Dutch people and I bless them. But the Lord has placed me in Britain and he's given me his heart for this country. And I'm so grateful to be here because I truly feel his love for the British people. That's what makes me compelled to labor and to seek to labor more abundantly by his grace in me. And friends, there's a recognition. And he says that we need to abide in the Son and in the Father. Let me read that to you again, verse 24. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. Do you see how us connecting with what the Holy Spirit taught us, with the voice of God's word, is what helps us abide in him? That's why it's so important that you keep hearing and keep hearing the word of God. You need to keep hearing it. You need to keep learning that language. It needs to awakening you the culture of the Spirit you receive through it. You see, it is through the Word, living in our heart and in our mind, that we live in the new covenant, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and Hebrews chapter 10, that we acknowledge that covenant, that we enjoy that covenant. In Acts chapter 26, right, starting at verse 15. In Acts chapter 26, starting at verse 15, Jesus said, Paul said to Jesus, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus." Who are you, Lord? God was speaking from heaven in a light stronger than the sun in all of its strength. If you study it out here in the book of Acts, the light that shone from heaven at noon, it came at noontime in the second prayer watch during the day, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, that light shone from heaven at noon. It was the light of the life of the Son of God, who is the light of the invisible God. He is God. He is light. He is life. The Lord is my light, David says in Psalm 27. Jesus is the light of life, it says in Isaiah 60. In John chapter 1, it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, was not able to extinguish it, was not able to rule over it, was not able to hold it back or stop it." And we know that the light of Christ's life rules over the darkness. It rules over the night. It rules. It is the ruling authority and power of all creation. And I find this so exhilarating, that when that voice came from heaven, "I am Jesus," we acknowledge the Son and we acknowledge the Father. Jesus is the Son of God. This is also by which we know we have the only true living God, in that our the only true living God reveals himself in all that he is and says and does in his Son. In all that Jesus is, says, and does, he proves himself to be God. And you can see what God is like in the meekness, in the gentleness, in the lowliness, in the beauty of holiness we see in Jesus. There's nothing else like it. In 1 Corinthians 15, he says, "Brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you now stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." You see, the gospel, the voice that came through those who were true apostles, was according to Scripture. It was not their ideas they were advancing. It wasn't their thoughts they were advancing. No, it was God they were advancing through the knowledge of the Son. He who has the Son has the Father also. And the Spirit by which they made it known. Oh, if you could just get this, the words that they spoke were not just words of human wisdom or human understanding. No. He says, "Listen, we are writing," this is 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, "about the word of life. In him who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard, whom we have seen with our own eyes, whom we have gazed upon for ourselves and have touched with our hands, and the life, the aspect of its being, was revealed, made manifest, demonstrated, and we saw as eyewitnesses and are testifying to and declare to you the life, the eternal life in him, who already existed with the Father and who actually was made visible and was revealed to us, his followers. What we have seen and ourselves heard, and we are telling you, so that you too may realize and enjoy fellowship as partners and partakers with us. Listen now. And this fellowship that we have, which is the distinguishing mark of Christians, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Now, this is what I find so vital as a minister. This is what I live for. This is what I pursue. This is what I pray day and night. Scriptures such as Philippians 1 verse 20, my earnest expectation is that in nothing I will be ashamed of myself, but that Christ may be magnified in my body. That's Philippians 1 verse 20, Galatians 1 verse 15. It pleased the Heavenly Father to see me born from my mother's womb and to call me by his grace so that he might reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him. It's no longer I that live in Galatians 2:20, but Christ in me, and the life I live in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I meditate on these thoughts. I pray that he who has the Son has the Father. And I worship the Father through the Son. I worship the knowledge of the Father through the Son. And I keep worshiping and praising the Father and the Son and thanking the Father for the Son. And I just live in this holy communion with the Father and the Son. And he brings me into the full stature, Colossians 2 verse 10, of the knowledge of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in me, and that I live in this holy divine communion, and that I may bear it in this body as a witness, as a living witness, a living testimony for others to come to know the only true living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that others may come to know the only true living God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit in me, that they may perceive him, recognize him in the whole nature of his Spirit coming forth like a river, demonstrating this love and this life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My goodness, friends, can we live for anything less than such riches of glory that we now have become partakers of through the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in us? Can we live for anything less? Can we see the wonder of being in this body to be a living witness? Do you not see Jesus was in the body to reveal the Father? And that was the beauty of that body, that the Father may be manifest in him. In John chapter 1, verse 18, it says, no man has ever seen God at any time. The only true Son, the only begotten God, who was in the bosom, the intimate presence of the Father. He has declared him. He has revealed him and brought him out so that he can be seen. He has interpreted him. He has made him known. Oh my goodness, when you think about these things. He, Christ, is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outrain, the radiance of the divine. And he is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature. Oh my goodness, friends. And you are in him made full. You too come to fullness of deity. Listen, for in him the whole fullness of the deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. And you are in him made full. Having come to fullness of life in Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature now. How can we live for anything less than this? My charge to you, abide in the Son. Abide in the Son and in the Father. Live in it day and night. Believe it. Believe it. I'm in him and he's in me. In John chapter 14, verse 19 and 20, Jesus said, as I live, you will live also. In that day, you will know I am in the Father, you in me, and I in you. In that day, you will know, perceive, recognize, and acknowledge I am in the Father, you in me, and I in you. I am in the Father, you in me, I in you. Through me, you are in the Father, and I and the Father are in you. John 14:23. My goodness, dear friends. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amen. Have a good day.